This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we surveyed what the Book of Ruth was about. One designation, Kinsman Redeemer, is mentioned a number of times. Understanding what a Kinsman Redeemer is will help you understand better the story of Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz, and that will help you better understand the story of God's redeeming love. According to the Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia, the word for kinsman in the Old Testament means the one who has the right to redeem. Three obligations were his: to redeem his brother and his inheritance if poverty had caused him to go into slavery or dispose of his land, to avenge his blood if he were slain, to raise up a successor to his brother if he had died childless. There was a kinsman closer to Ruth than Boaz, but when he considered all the implications of acting as her kinsman redeemer, he withdrew and let Boaz act and take her for himself. Thus she became the ancestress of David and of Christ. Spiritually, our great kinsman redeemer is Jesus Christ, who himself came to Bethlehem over 1,000 years after the time of Ruth and Boaz. To act as our kinsman redeemer, like Boaz, he had to have the right, the power, and the will to redeem. End of quote. Thank God he did. So if you want to be redeemed and taken into God's family, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your kinsman redeemer, even as Ruth accepted and submitted to Boaz. You can do that by thanking God for his provision and asking Jesus to be your redeemer.